It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Of course, the Lexus Golden Opportunity sales event is about exceptional offers. But it's also about the luxury of versatility, with space for the unexpected and the freedom of a summer day, all coming together for you at the perfect moment. Don't miss your perfect moment to experience exceptional offers on a full line of Lexus utility vehicles. Now until September 3rd, experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds if you cancel balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. 720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds if you cancel balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. 720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
All right, welcome to another issue of Hero Heads.
Stop listening now.
My name is Ryan. That's when it's your turn.
Continue.
Brocho's here as well.
Owen or Broen or I'm going to take a new one. Obro.
Obro.
Obro. Yeah. Oberon.
That sounds like Oblow.
And Ryan.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about none other than the Teen Titans. But I do want to make a few house cleaning before we get started.
Okay. Make a few house cleaning.
I did not prep
make
that
some,
line.
Make some clean house.
Me won't make house cleaning. You
this
people
isn't the
listen.
Thor episode. All right. Grand Rapids Comic Con is on October 12th. The Hero Heads will all of us be there?
No.
Three of us will be there. One of us will not be.
Obro will be there.
Obro will be there.
Ryan will be there.
Other Ryan will be there. And then myself will be there.
Brocho will not be there, but Guy Blow over here will be.
Okay.
I will be in Lexington at the UK Alabama football game.
Well, that sounds amazing.
That sounds fantastic.
I'm sure it's so worth it. We haven't been planning this or anything. So three of your Hero Heads will be in Grand Rapids. It's grcomiccon.com if you want more details. October 12th, Wyoming, Michigan. Be there or be Brocho.
Well said.
If you want anything autographed, you want a signed picture, you know, whatever.
Yeah, just, send us some copies.
Just give these guys, you know, your address and I'll mail it to you.
Okay. I'm sure they'll want to do that. So, anybody win the water bottle yet?
It's a water pouch, right?
Water pouch. Easier to ship. Okay, well, if you would like to win a water pouch, Batman, yeah. Joker.
I will tell you what, if we get the, what was it, picnic basket hashtag?
Picnic basket?
We still don't have 50, so if we get 50 before the 12th, I will
How
blow
many
off
do
the
we have?
Game and go up there.
Wow, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. I don't think we should make promises.
I will, just I don't not, bear, right? I don't not keep anything.
All right.
Now that sounded a little more
Brocho
bizarre.
Number one.
Before we get started, I want to call out Artist Spotlight here at Hero Heads. Artist Cao Ho. I want you to give me, here's the website. So khoaho-thisisforyou.com. He does some pretty amazing silhouettes.
Very cool.
Yeah, so my favorite personally is probably Batman or Spider-Man.
I like The Flash. A lot, and probably Batman.
Okay.
Superman or Flash.
Okay.
Or Batman. Those are the top three.
I really like Superman and The Flash.
Okay.
And I like Iron Man.
Iron Man is really cool, too.
They're all super cool. Please check them out. You can actually just Google Cao Ho, so K-H-O-A space Ho, and H-O, it just pops up pretty easy. It's called Superheroes Past and Present, so check them out.
You're called Past and Present.
All right.
Very good.
So,
very good.
Who wants to get started with the Teen Titans?
I think Krep should.
I should get started on the Teen Titans? Okay, I can get started on the Teen Titans.
Do it.
Teen Titans are a group of... Some of them are sidekicks. Some of them are just standalone young heroes. And it is essentially a group that kind of begins off getting together just on the weekends. Kind of just a place for them to get away from all the pressures of being a sidekick or a young hero and kind of work together as a team. They have generally the same... kind of issues that any superhero team has. There's just like headbutting, like people want leadership, relationships are formed. I actually had said to Brocho earlier today, I was talking to him about Teen Titans, and I was like, it's pretty much like the real world with superheroes. Like
it is.
It's like, what if we took six superhero teens and put them in the same house and watched them duke it out? And just as I was reading some of them before the podcast, just rereading some of them, I read like Teen Titans number one of like the newer Teen Titans, and Cassie Sandsmark, Wonder Girl, and Connor Kent, Superboy, kind of get a thing going,
mm-hmm.
and then Connor dies, and later on, like, you know, issues later, and then Cassie and Robin
kissing.
They kiss in the Robin cave. In the Robin cave or what have you. Ravager.
Ravager. A lot of hormones.
Yeah, Ravager and Kid Devil have a thing for a while, but then she starts getting into Blue Beetle, and the Kid Devil gets jealous and like goes to Martian. What's her name? Not Martian.
Miss Martian.
Miss Martian. Martian. She's like similar to Martian Manhunter, but a teen, obviously. And it's just like, okay, well, this is drama-filled.
It does, yeah. Over the years, it has.
It's just like action, action, action. Hearts broken. Action, action, action. Hearts broken. I will...
it'd be a good, like, Smallville replacement show.
Yeah, it would, actually. Yeah, totally.
Great drama for the CW.
One thing...
they just
bring back
crying on someone's
90s
shoulder.
Music for the whole thing. Yeah. Like,
definitely 90210. Meets
I will say there's one volume in particular, Titans of Tomorrow, that I really like, where the Teen Titans of the future, where they've kind of taken up the mantles of their counterparts. It's one of my favorites. Written by Sean McKeever and a little bit of Jeff Johns in there and some other writers as well. But it's a really cool comic, and they come back, and one of the things that future Robin, who has now taken up the mantle as Batman, tells young Robin is like, you're going to fall in love with Cassie, Wonder Girl, and she's going to break your heart, and it's going to be terrible. And so in order to prevent that in later issues, I just thought it was funny, just once again, the relationship thing intertwined with superheroes was Robin, like, goes out of his way to make the relationship with Wonder Girl work, and, like, they're fighting, and she's trying to break up with him. He's like, look, in the future, if we break up and you break my heart, everything goes wrong, blah, blah. She's like, that's seriously why you're trying to keep this relationship together. It's to, like, save the world. That's really is what you've come down to, and it cracks me up. Like, it's a really good series, though. I enjoy the Teen Titans. Broen, you actually introduced them to me a while ago, starting with...
The Kids Game.
Yeah.
That was the first issue. Teen Titans has gone through like several different versions, but in 2003 it was rebooted as Teen Titans, and Jeff Johns kind of did most of those issues. Mm-hmm. And the first volume was A Kid's Game, and it was the
Like Jeff Johns.
It was actually my
every
DC.
Yeah. Jeff Johns does a really good job of just like
DC's
revitalizing characters.
He's got a backlog of checks. Like, I know I have that Titans check here somewhere. Rent's due. Okay, yes. Here's Supergirl. Thank you. But yeah, like you actually introduced it to me with a kids game, which is pretty much just the introduction of the team and kind of giving everyone. Introducing all the characters. I guess we could. Who are the characters of a kid's game? Who's the initial Teen
who's
Titans?
Who's on the cover here?
Yeah, because that's.
You got.
Do you know who these
the best
are?
One in the world? Second best.
I was gonna say, really? Superboy's your favorite character?
Let's find out. You got Beast Boy.
Beast Boy. Gar.
Robin.
Tim Drake.
You know which Robin? Alright, damn it.
Sorry.
Tim Drake.
Everybody knows
fucking
that.
Loser. Raven. Starfire. Cyborg. I want to say Impulse. Or is it Kid Flash?
He's Impulse in the beginning of Teen Titans,
okay.
But by the end of it,
Kid
he becomes
Flash.
Kid Flash.
So,
which is really
both
cool.
Both are right.
Which is really cool, actually, in the comics, the way it happens.
The second best character ever created by DC, Superboy.
Okay.
First being Superman.
Connor Kent.
His adopted Earth name.
Dur.
Durler.
Do you know
what
his
Kryptonian name?
Big fan.
Mr. Second Best Character in the DC Universe, what's his Kryptonian name?
Oh, shit.
What about his origin?
He's half Lex Luthor, half Superman.
Okay. Yeah, which he just finds out in a kid's game.
Oh, no.
His DNA was taken during the death of Superman.
Kal-El.
Kal-El.
His name is Kal-El.
That's
pretty easy.
Well, hold on. Here's my thing. Well, here's my thing.
Is
technically he wouldn't have a Kryptonian name because he's not Kryptonian because he wasn't born there.
But
he has Kryptonian genes.
Right.
That's stupid. That's a pity.
You know what?
You know what? That's not his Kryptonian name. That's his pity name. So, anyway. And then I'm going to say Wonder Girl.
Wonder Girl.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to take a wild stab at that one.
Cassie Sands, Mars.
I have no idea what
her
name
is.
The W on the chesticles is what gives away.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Bro, do you want to talk about how Impulse became Kid Flash in...
Yes,
kids
go
game.
Do you remember that part? Please.
Yeah, so, alright, this is a long story, not as long. So,
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
It's great,
so,
though. It's really cool.
I want it to be told as little detail as possible so we can take up a solid 30 minutes.
I want it to be told in great detail.
So,
it's really cool.
Like, if you're not familiar with the character of Bart Allen, Bart Allen is the grandson of Barry Allen, who's the original Flash. Bart Allen was born in the future, so there's a period before Barry Allen dies where he lives in the future. He has children, and Bart is his grandson, right? Bart was born... He pretty much lived his entire life in, like, a computer program because he was aging.
Like
so
Tron.
Yeah, something like that.
He grew up
VR,
in... He grew up
VR
in
Troopers. Oh, a little throwback to your Saturday mornings.
We are VR Troopers.
Yeah, that was
a terrible show.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
I thought Power Rangers was way better. But anyway... So he grew up and he trained his pretty much his whole life until they kind of cured his rapid aging problem. He grew up in like this computer program or in a virtual reality. So he comes to the present. Iris Allen brings him to the present to live and to be trained amongst the speedsters of our age. And the big staple with the character why he's called Impulse is because he's so impulsive. Growing up in this video game, he doesn't really take anything serious. He doesn't really understand how permanent certain things are in the world because he's used to just being able to reset it. So he always acts before he does anything. He in this the villain in the kids game is Deathstroke, Wade Wilson, also known as the Terminator. But there's
famously played
there's
by Ryan Reynolds.
What?
No, that's Deadpool.
That's Deadpool. But...
I have no idea what we're talking
about. Thank you for giving us some ammo.
Jeez.
I have no idea what I'm even talking about. I didn't know where you were going.
So there was an elaborate scheme hatched pretty much when the Titans were getting back together. That's what this whole issue is about. It's just them being reforged for like the fourth time. But Deathstroke's out there, and he really wants to make an example of why kids should not be a superhero team, and he wants to set an example. So he has this elaborate scheme where he gets Bart to chase him into like a shipyard.
Warehouse shipyard.
Yeah, and he's, and he stops for 1 second and, oh, dart in your neck. And it's a tranquilizer that slows him down and kind of Slade steps out of the shadows. And he's all like, yeah, you're super fast until you stand still. And he sends a message to the rest of the Titans that they shouldn't form and that, you know, children.
He goes,
goes, what does he say? Children.
He goes, kids shouldn't wear costumes. Yeah. And then he takes a shotgun and just blasts him in the kneecap. Just shoots him in the kneecap, and it's just cool. He's like, yeah, your body's gonna metabolize this in like 2 minutes, but that's 2 minutes I have. And then he's like, kids shouldn't wear costumes. Yeah. Shoots him in the kneecap. Send a message to the other Teen Titans.
Deathstroke's always been quite the BA.
Yeah, well, he's actually like a running villain.
And
of
in this,
them.
He's, oh, it's yeah. actually Jericho, Deathstroke's son, who has the body to jump from body to body.
Now, what's Deathstroke's daughter's name?
Ravager.
Okay, and she becomes part of the Titans.
She becomes part of the Titans
at one point as well.
Rose Wilson.
Yeah,
is her
name.
But Jericho's
daughter become a Titan.
Briefly, that was. I mean, I guess. Real quick, just a backtrack, we'll just go over like the history of the Titans, just so everyone can keep up with us, right? So, the Titans were originally created in 1964 by Bob Haney and Bruno Primini. Their first appearance was in The Brave and the Bold, number 60.
Number 54.
Well, that was their first appearance as the Junior Justice League.
Right. And who were the original folks? So you have Dick Grayson?
Yeah, Dick Grayson, Wally West as Kid Flash, and then Aqualad. And then their first appearance as the Teen Titans was in issue 60. And that team included Donna Troy and Roy Harper, or Wonder Girl, and Speedy. And Speedy actually replaced Aqualad. But that was the original run. It got revived in 1980 by Marv Wolfman and George Perez. That is like, they were relaunched as the new Teen Titans. That is a series of stories that led up to the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you've ever read that or if you do read that book, it's a great entryway into the DC Universe. But that is the team that is existing in that story. So let's see, that ran from 1980 till 84. George Perez left in 85 to illustrate Crisis on Infinite Earths, and then it changed to Tales of the Teen Titans. And that started with issue 41. They simultaneously started a new Teen Titans.
added a new after every
I know,
new
right? It would be the third new. So
this one's like welcome
new
to the
two. New Teen Titans.
New Teen Titans. 10 years from now, it's like, it's taking up most of the cover of the comic is the number of new.
New.
They'll start squaring them.
New.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, actually.
Into the eighth power. Yeah.
So Perez left in 85, and you picked up Jose Luis Garcia Lopez. And then Paul Levitz wrote a series of stories that was like the Brother Blood story.
Well, the cool thing, too, then as time has gone on with the Teen Titans, and it's something I like about them specifically, it's one of those teams that's popping up during crises in the DC Universe. Like, it's one of those things where, like, in Batman No Man's Land, or in Infinite Crisis, or Crisis on Infinite Earths, any one of those, you can be reading that series, and there are Teen Titans that's like, here's what's happening with the Titans while this is going on. And, like, for example, with, like, I'm recently rereading No Man's Land, Batman No Man's Land, there is a Titans comic book about when the Titans come to No Man's Land, and pretty much it's just a quick single issue about them coming there and, like, doing something, and then Batman kicks them out, but it's their kind of contribution to No Man's Land, and I think they're one of those superhero teams that kind of, throughout the DC Universe, you can be like, alright, well, while you're reading this, this is also happening. Similar to, like, Supergirl and the Legion of Superheroes, during New 52, or not New 52, during 52.
It's like the Infinite Crisis, like, payoff.
Yeah, so like it's like, well, here's what's happening over here while this is happening, kind of thing.
This is happening in the future.
Exactly.
As a direct result of what
happened. What's
happened
here. Yeah. It's like, it's really neat, and it's one of those really cool things that they actually...
Did you finish that, by the way? You finished those books?
Yeah. I did.
Spoiler, like that whole moment where Booster Gold comes from the past to steal the gun, and that's what starts the whole conflict of the future. I mean, it was brilliant.
Yeah, very cool. It's one of the really cool things that happens in the DC universe where there's so many different stories and so many different comic books and so many different teams formed together that they can actually write a comic book author that's like writing a Teen Titans, like writing so many Teen Titans, he could be on issue like 100 something, and he's like, man, I just read like Superman number 300, and I was like, man, that was a really cool story. Here's what the Titans are doing while Superman's doing this kind of thing, like, and here's how they contribute to it. And it's a really cool thing that the Teen Titans kind of have the ability to do, not being a... They're a major part of the DC universe, but they're not, like, the main focus of the DC universe. Like,
they're a good anchor for what's going on, too, because you have a lot of characters who... You know, it's like you have Superboy, you have Robin, you've got Wonder Girl, you've got... especially during the Geoff Johns run, and you have Bart Allen, and these are all characters who are supporting characters in, you know, Batman and Superman and Flash books and Wonder Woman books. So it's really cool because if you're someone who maybe is reading Superman and Batman, but you're not reading Flash or you're not reading Wonder Woman, if you're reading Teen Titans, you kind of get an idea of what's going on with those other characters, even though you're not reading them, because Will Bart is telling you about what he's going through.
Right.
The last thing he did was something that was in a Flash book. So
right.
it's really cool the way they
combine
everything.
And that's kind of the bonus, I guess, of having all these characters that are, you know, as you said, sidekicks in a way, because we get to see all these varied opinions from different arcs in each book.
Oh, yeah.
Since everyone seemed to really when I said sidekicks, perhaps I should have said sidekicks and apprentices.
Yeah, the Impulse thing, essentially, he gets, like, the end of it, his transformation from Impulse to... Kid Flash, which takes place in Teen Titans. The whole time, he's like, I don't want to be Kid Flash. I don't want to be in his shadow. I just want to be my own person. And that's why he's going by Impulse. Gets shot in the leg by Deathstroke, and then pretty much...
It's a wake-up call.
It's kind of a wake-up call to him. He's kind of like, oh, man. He's like, I haven't been taking life seriously. No, like, no one thinks I'm cut out for this, and this just proved that I'm, like, not cut out for this. So then he disappears from the hospital, and... No one knows where he is, but somebody was like, I think he said something about a library. They go to the library, and there are all these books just randomly moving around. Like, they'll completely go off a shelf, and then the shelf will fill back up again with books. And Impulse, as opposed to all the other Flashes, can read something at super speed and then retain that information and that knowledge. And he reads the entire... I think it's San Francisco that...
Titans are just in San Francisco. They're... Yeah.
Titan Towers in San Francisco, but he reads the entire San Francisco library and becomes like a super genius now, and is like, no, now I'm essentially in his time, like in the super speed that he was going at, he's been reading and retaining knowledge for like years and years and years and years, but it's really only been 2 hours in our time. And so in that time, he's matured, he's become more intelligent, and he's kind of now using that, and he's I remember there's actually a panel in a kid's game where Robin's talking to him, and it's like, what's, you got a new costume, you're going by Kid Flash now, like, what changed your mind, like, why do you want to live in the Flash's shadow? And Kid Flash goes, oh no, you don't understand, the Flash is going to live in my shadow. And so he just wants to be, like, the best Flash that he can be now, and so he gets this, like, pride in the mantle that he's taking on.
He said, Robin asked, why do you want to live in my shadow?
Yeah, because... Well, yeah, well, yes.
Do I need to chime in on this one?
Do I even need to
you
say anything?
You are literally in the shadows behind Batman at almost every moment.
But, like, Robin never wants to be...
Yeah,
Robin never wants
rarely
to be
Batman.
He,
to be
he
a
even
Batman.
Becomes... in during the Teen Titans, he becomes Red Robin.
Yeah.
He becomes a completely separate entity in the DC universe.
And Red Robin's pretty BA.
And Red Robin's awesome.
he's pretty massive.
Like, yeah. In one of these that I brought... this one, Teen Titans Prime of Life, it's the Teen Titans, and he's Red Robin. And Connor's back. Back,
I saw that.
He superhero died in one of them. So by superhero died, I mean he came back like so many issues.
Right. But I mean, he was one of those characters that they killed him long enough for you to be like, are they ever going to bring him back? Come on, bring him back.
He was gone for a while, but he had a pretty epic death.
Yeah, he did have an epic death. He saved everyone.
Yeah, he saved the world.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of going away from Teen Titans and...
Yeah, more into Infinite Crisis.
We should do a crisis on Infinite
Earths and then an Infinite
Crisis. Well, you hear it now. We're doing a crisis.
So we will do a crisis.
In November.
We'll address Superboy's amazing
death. Because October we're doing all villains.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Because it's scary.
Scary villain!
But, where were we? Oh, okay, so the history of these cats, right? So the run that started with Marv Wolfen and George Lopez ultimately ended in 96.
It was like 130?
Yeah, 130 issues was New Teen Titans. Let's see here, it was relaunched as Just Teen Titans in 96. And they added the Atom, Ray Palmer. I guess there was... I don't know that story, but he became de-aged into a teenager age, and instead of Lobo got de-aged once.
He did get de-aged once.
And,
yeah.
He's been de a lot.
Lobo also came back as a woman at one point.
Now it's apparently he's not even Lobo.
Oh my!
We're not gonna talk about that.
I'm infuriated.
Teen Titans only lasted 2 years. That went from 96 to 98.
Probably because of the Ray Palmer, like, DH. You're kind of losing me.
Then they had a JLA Teen Titans crossover series called The Technus Imperative.
Mm-hmm.
That went from 98 to 99.
And that's when the Titans came out.
Yeah.
Just Titans.
Titans!
Yeah, Titans. And then...
And I like that name for a group. Like,
yeah.
Titans.
Yeah, because them older.
And yeah, and it's like, yeah, you guys it's are being teens. Like
well, they address that, and they're called the Titans. Yeah. Titans.
And then, and now, in September 2003, you catch up to the Geoff Johns run, which is the new.
It's four news, Teen Titans. I believe. Yeah.
Which and is now, cool. Robin is... It's a mix of, like, the 80s team, the remainder of the 80s team. So now your 80s cast members, I guess, are all, like, in their 20s being on the Teen Titans.
And it's something else that's addressed, like, in a kids game, because essentially...
Yeah, aren't there any teens on this?
They're superheroes, exactly. Well, like, Cyborg and Gar, who's still really young in a kids game.
Yeah, Gar was the youngest member of his groups, which I guess we should also mention that Beast Boy... When he started out, was Changeling.
Yes, yeah, Beast Boy was Changeling.
Yeah, the Doom Patrol.
He was bit by a monkey in the Amazon or some rainforest and developed the ability to imitate any animal.
That's his origin?
Yeah.
How come I never knew his origin?
They address it in...
I didn't know that.
They address it in one of the Geoff Johns
Teen Titans
runs called Beast Boys and Girls. I think it's like the second or third volume is Beast Boys and Girls. And like something from Beast Boys past comes after him that kind
of
goes
it's
over.
It's like the beginning of Dead Alive, except that's like a naked mole rat. It's infected by a monkey or something. I was going to say something about... Oh, yeah. So all the other... So the new Teen Titans that Rowan's referring to got together because of Cyborg and Starfire and Beast Boy... getting together and saying, okay, well, you guys are going to be, like, the new Teen Titans, come to Titans Tower, and then all the superheroes come, like, and, like, try to stop them. They're just like, no, I don't want you doing this.
They're not mature enough.
They're not ready to be, like, on their own team. And they're all just like, you know, no, we're ready for this, and we're going to do it whether you want us to or not, and they're being all rebellious and stuff. But,
Well, it's really cool, because it's like, you had...
It's true, though. They're
being all rebellious.
I mean, they're being teens,
well,
so to speak.
They kind of had a decent build up to it because it's like you had the Teen Titans, which had Nightwing on it, and that the original '80s team kind of disassembled, and so you had characters. You had Starfire, you had Cyborg, and you had Beast Boy, who and Raven. She was dead.
She died.
Yeah, she died.
But she comes back in the...
She died during the 80s run. So, yeah, so she died, years before this. But you have these three characters who, like, don't have anything to do. You know, all of, like, the, what I would call the headliner. So, like, Robin, he became Nightwing and got his own series.
Yeah.
And
Wonder Nightwing's Girl, the one that actually, like, that situation where all the big heroes come and try and stop them. Nightwing's the one that's like, do you guys not remember being Titans? like, when you were Titans and, like, you hated when we... He, like, he says it to the Flash.
Yeah, that's true.
He said it to the Flash. He's like, do you remember when Hawkman and blah, blah would just check in every once in a while, and we knew they were just, like, watching, like, checking in on us to make sure we were okay, and we hated that? Leave the kids alone. Like, let them play their Teen Titan games. So, that was Nightwing that actually kind of tried to... It's, which is really funny if you think about it, because it's like, you got your Teen Titans, you got your, like, adult superheroes, and you got Nightwing kind of right in the middle, like, 2025.
Yeah, he's
like,
the first.
I'm right here in the middle, guys. I know how they're feeling, I know how you're feeling, all right? I see where you're both coming from. You both need to just lay off.
But the Titans kind of disbanded at this weird time where the younger versions of the characters, like, weren't old enough to be, you know, like, when the Titans kind of stopped coming out, Tim Drake had, like, just started being Tim Drake, and a lot of these characters had just started up, so they weren't old enough and weren't established enough, I think, in the fans' mind to be on the Titans, and Titans just weren't out anymore, and they actually formed a group called Young Justice, so the new members of this new Teen Titans.
Yeah,
so
no.
Tim Drake,
you got, the fourth power.
It got wild.
Yeah, the Tim Drake, Robin, the Impulse, and Superboy Connor formed a group, own Wonder Girl. They formed a group called Young Justice, and it was one of those things where they were like, hey, you know, we're sidekicks and we think we should be on the Teen Titans. Well, the Teen Titans kind of aren't around anymore. All right, well, we should just, you know what, screw that. We'll form our own teams. You know, we'll call ourselves Young Steam Justice.
Just beat rebellious like they do, you know.
And they weren't that great. They weren't as good, you know, as the Teen Titans. They, you know, they have one, there's a really cool JLA issue called World Without Grown-Ups, where, you know, it's kind of what the title says. It's a world without grown-ups where all of the adults are here. So you're left with, like, a world
Thanks
full
for
of...
breaking that down.
You've got this world, you know, I won't go too much into it, but you have a world where it's the kids, and this is kind of the
There aren't
event.
Any grown-ups?
Yeah, there are no grown-ups. Okay. There are no grown-ups. Okay. And the...
So wait, are there grown-ups?
No, it's a world without...
Oh, oh. Please keep up. Jesus.
Yeah. I am so sorry.
So you have Young Justice now, who kind of takes the reins, and they end up saving the day. But this is sort of like what gets Cyborg and everyone's attention towards those characters. So they invite them and say, hey, you know, here's what they need. This is the reason that they're not, you know, blowing it up as... blowing it up as sidekicks is... you know, they need a Teen Titans. That's what every successful side character has had, is this experience as a Titan, which turns them into a better hero.
Right.
They need mentorship.
Yeah, they need the mentorship. Guidance. So Cyborg, and I think another thing with Cyborg is, like, he's like one of the longest running Titans, and he's Beast Boy.
Yeah,
Cyborg,
I mean,
to me is like
Cyborg's
the
not
Teen
a Titan.
Titans Martian Manhunter.
Yeah,
like that guy who's always in the tower.
Got
he's always on
leagues.
Alert. You know, he never really, like, Cyborg never takes days off. You know, he's
well, technically he is a machine.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. He's kind of like the Martian Manhunter. The Martian Manhunter really
doesn't
need
to plug.
He's
always
an outlet. He's always up there.
He's good.
Has anyone seen a USB port around here? I need a USB
I'm running
port.
Dangerously.
So what about in other media? So with Teen Titans?
Actually, I just got yelled at when I referenced the fact that I've actually never seen the Teen Titans, like Titans Go or the Teen
or
Titans.
Or Teen Titans?
No.
Teen Titans.
I haven't seen either.
I don't know when it was that Cartoon
See?
Network.
I got yelled at. You're feeling so mad.
So in 2006... Oh, no, from July 2003. All right, so in 2003, July, Cartoon Network had a series called Teen Titans. And it was the same idea, like these young sidekick characters.
Great
really
opening.
Cool.
Great opening.
It did have a great, had this anime, you know, when there's trouble, you know who to call. Teen Titans. From
I actually
the
have
tower,
the soundtrack.
They can
the
see
we know.
It
we
all.
Know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We know.
I actually had the soundtrack as well.
Puffy Ami Yumi?
Yes, yeah. Puffy Ami Yumi did the...
That's the band.
Yeah, they did, and it was
they
really cool.
They had their own show, they got a spinoff.
They did have, yeah, there was a spinoff.
Called Puffy Ami Yumi.
Yeah, and about the girls who sang the Teen Titans song. Like, that's how awesome that song was. Yeah. That the people who sang the song got their own show.
Like, was it like a VH1 Behind the Music? Like, they wrote the Teen Titans song. Goofy. But it wasn't all fun and games.
It was
just like Powerpuff Girls, yeah. But they were trying to get the concerts. And
yeah,
like
it was,
that.
Yeah, it was kind of like Powerpuff Girls.
It's like Josie and the Pussycats.
It was like a modern...
Just two Asian chicks.
Yeah, two Asian chicks singing the hell out of that Teen Titans song.
Just going like, around the world.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with either.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, shows,
I kind of just want to see the intro at this point.
It's,
I want to
we'll,
hear
we'll
this
look
song.
It up.
Oh, I know
we'll
the intro.
Yeah, it was very like, you know, in your face anime. Like, it'll get very, you know. Yeah, Asian inspired. Like it could give you seizures. You know, they should have one of those little little warnings before the show.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how the Teen Titans
theme song was. Yeah.
Teen Titans song theme song was too. It's very in your face, and
but it worked for the art style of the show
it
because
really
it was a little bit of you know
and
anime-ish.
They carried the tradition of like this whole continuity, so it was kind of like
and Deathstroke was great.
Yeah, Deathstroke
say,
was voiced
reference?
By Ron Perlman.
Yeah, Ron Perlman. Can you imagine? Oh, he did a great.
Yeah, he did. There's one episode.
I just have a new like Deathstroke needs to be Ron Perlman in the next.
Yeah,
minutes.
There was this.
Especially like, oh my god, old Slade like.
Oh yeah,
like mask off Slade. Just get Ron Perlman with this nice
like
white
Ron
beard Perlman. And.
There was an.
Wow, that's perfect.
There was this incredible episode
yummy.
Where.
Brecher chimes in.
Yeah. There was this incredible episode of Teen Titans where all the, like, Slade had, it's weird, they, you know, I guess it's because, you know, Cartoon Network and it's ultimately for kids, but they never actually called him Deathstroke.
Never.
He always went by Slade. But,
it's like beat up guy.
But,
beats up
they had
his enemies.
A really awesome episode where he's after Robin. He wants Robin to, like, apprentice, you know.
Right.
And he ends up, but he attacks all the Titans separately, and he hits them with like some nano virus or something. But he's pretty
all
much,
over the place.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's all. Oh, yeah. Nanobites.
There's
is all,
some
yeah.
guy on
you
a street
Walmart
corner. Yeah. Like,
selling
like, get your nanobites here. Get your nanobites. Stops any superhero in their tracks. Brand new upgraded nanobites. These nanobites have green lights on them.
All right. So I
lost you on the nanobites.
Yeah, you got me. Oh no, right. So,
but he wants Robin to be his.
Yeah, he wants Robin to be his like
villains
apprentice.
Are like, who's your nanobite?
So Robin, like, kind of on his lone, you know, on his lone Batman thing, gets he has this fight with Slade, and Slade kind of pulls up these monitors and he shows where all the other Titans are. He's got cameras following them everywhere they go, I guess. And
floaty cameras. There's a
yeah,
floaty
and
camera
floaty cameras.
Guy.
And he's got like
how do you know there's a camera following you around?
And
how is it following the
nanobites?
How's it following
impulse? Yeah, the nanobites. There you go.
That's the key to nanobites.
So
like,
he's
they really
got like
just
this
do
kill switch, and he hits the kill switch, and like on the monitors you can see all the different Titans, and they all light up, and they're all
like
dying in this incredible pain. And Robin's all like, you know, stop. And he's all like, you know, the only way I'll stop. And he has this, you know, I can't do it justice yet, but he has this awesome Darth Vader moment where he's all like, you know, I will spare them, Robin. You know, if you swear to serve me, if you do everything I say unflinchingly,
you
know, I will allow
you're doing more
to
the
live.
Emperor than
yeah.
Actually, I mean, the way that Perlman does it, it comes off.
Yeah.
Really? I was picturing like gravelly Ron Perlman. Like,
it's still gravelly, but I mean, it's like this, like. Evil.
Yeah, but if you turn on me, if you don't do everything I say,
I will annihilate them, Robin.
He does it really good. He gets
Hold
really
on,
deep with it.
How does he hit
it.
A kill switch and Robin
well,
isn't affected?
He's well, because he doesn't hit
he
Robin.
He doesn't have the nanobites in Robin.
Robin's the only one who doesn't go after
he wants Robin for his own.
Yeah, so he's using him as a lot of leverage, yeah. So he's like, okay, and Robin pledges
I
himself.
Like Batman would probably have a say in this.
Well, that's the only thing about the Teen Titans.
San Francisco's pretty far from
yeah. And they kind of address
it. Batplane? Heard of it?
They address it. You know, he wants to be on his own type of deal. He wants to show that he can take care of himself.
Okay. No, I'm just.
Well, that's what they do. They do address it in like I said, in a kids game, like Nightwing's, like just let them do their thing and just do your own thing and don't mind
them. Yeah, and what's awesome
Superman
about
Superman makes a deal with Superboy where he's just like, I promise I'm going to be hands off. And actually, there's a part in that same comic at the intro where Superman's like, we'll talk about this later. And Superboy's like, what happened to being hands-off? And he's like, as soon as this is done, I'm hands-off. He's like, you can't half-promise something, Superman.
Well, it's funny because, like, Wonder Girl and Wonder Woman have this strange thing because it's like, it's kind of like right off the bat, they kind of start planting the seeds of this relationship between Superboy and Wonder Girl. And Wonder Woman is totally, like, the overprotective mother who's all like, hey, Superboy, you're pretty awesome, right? Yeah, I can rip you in half, just so you know.
Back off. Not this one, Superboy.
I think at one point, like, they kiss each other, you know, and, like, Wonder Woman rolls up on Superboy and, like, throws him.
She chucks him, it's great.
Chucks him, like mid-kiss, just chucks him off of her. You know, four states, you know, later, he rebounds. Superman is kind of like, that's what happens when you grab that wonder ass.
That's what happens when you grab that wonder ass.
You gotta watch out for it.
You gotta watch out for that. Right here, Brocho. It's great. He's just making out with her, and then you just see a hand come into the panel.
Yeah, and it's
just, and he goes, hey!
And he goes, hey!
What in God's
I was trying to play Ron Perlman, but somebody just made some random music video on YouTube.
Oh, here.
Speaking of YouTube, hold up, bro. Give me Yaya or whatever.
The Teen Titans intro.
That looks like it. Just click it. Balls to the wall. Let's see what happens.
That's it. That's it.
So this is the Teen Titans intro.
Teen Titans!
Titans Tower, San Francisco.
So besides that, Teen Titans Go is their new show.
I have seen this.
Yeah.
Teen Titans.
I just don't remember this intro.
We're going to end the show with trivia. So it's actually you three versus one another, and I'll be the host.
Oh, super. Well, here comes another opportunity for Brocho to lose.
I was going to say for Ryan to avoid having to
sound dumb.
Well, I mean, you do.
All right, let's do this.
I beat you that one time. Remember when
barely.
I still think about it. All right, so when you hear that noise, that's a hero head chiming in.
But how are you going to know which one of us?
Yeah.
I can see you.
Oh,
you. I'll be the
but yeah, but Krebs is literally going to be like this the whole time.
No, it's fine.
I don't know the answer.
Brocho?
Brocho's over here.
Brocho, bro, and you good?
Okay. I don't look anything alike.
All right, can you reach it? Know.
One of us is a beautiful chocolate man.
Here heads trivia time.
That one.
Sweet, sweet chocolate man.
No, keep your hand
what
back,
what goes
bro.
In the blank of the opening song from the Teen Titans cartoon? From their blank, they can see it all.
Oh.
From their tower.
Oh, that's correct.
They
Owen
can
with
see it
one.
All.
Hey! Yeah, I will keep score.
Is this all Titans related?
Yeah.
Is it all Titans TV show related?
Good, good. Everything is going according
to second question.
Am I participating in this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I thought you said their names.
No,
I was
because they
I sat that out. I told
why
them
are
the
we
answer
all sitting? Alright, fine.
You're
if we're all gonna do this.
Right. For it.
Who
answer.
Other Ryan?
That is Starfire.
Close.
Oh, wow.
You can't close again. Who is Starfire's sister?
Moonfire.
Close.
Sunfire.
Close.
I'm gonna go with Blackfire.
That's right!
Oh, my next guess was Constellation.
Orion Fire.
Orion Fire.
Alright.
Gemini.
Ready? Who were the two enemies that controlled the weather in Teen Titans?
Two enemies that controlled the weather.
Yeah. They have a lot of enemies.
Meteorologist and Cloudy.
Cloudy with a chance
of evil.
Cloudy with a chance
evil.
Of evil.
I have no idea.
All right, it was actually thunder and lightning.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Wow, that's a little obvious.
Next question, who have the corniest villain names?
Oh, well, thunder and lightning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a hero on thunder as well.
Who says... Azeroth, Metrion, Zentos.
Oh, man.
That's Raven.
That is correct.
You know what? I'm just going to just, every time you buzz, I'm just knock one up. Give me a softball for Brojo.
Why did Terra return? Whoa. Tell me who Terra is.
Terra.
We just changed questions.
Yeah.
Terra is the brother of the hero known as Geoforce. She has the power to manipulate seismic.
Correct.
And she returned to avenge her brother.
Mm. So we can. I'm gonna give him a point.
We can do one of each.
Man.
Oh, nice.
Hey, do I get one?
No.
I'm writing down the score, so.
These are all
lame. So we'll give you an A for effort.
Our names look like Browery in the way you wrote them.
Connor Kent is the clone of Superman.
He 50% Lex Luthor, 50% Superman.
Covered earlier in this episode by me, so.
Can we continue, please?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
The distraction begins now. This is what happens when you try to quiz
Who
us.
Who is Raven's father?
Is that. How about at the same time, everyone? One, two, three, Trigon.
So we'll give each of you points.
Except for Brocho, who didn't
say anything.
Nope. What? I have no idea.
I want to earn my point. What is the ability of Beast Boy?
Shapeshifter.
That's correct.
Pussy.
Damn.
Now I had to make this episode explicit.
Now we're explicit.
Thank you.
Every episode should be explicit.
No.
Yes.
Family-friendly viewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, can we just bleep him? Can we bleep him?
Yeah, just bleep me!
every time Brocha says something, he's like, eee! Like a long bleep.
Who uses Starbolts?
I don't know, that was you.
Zone.
Starfire.
That's right.
Starbolts.
This is really boring.
I'm sorry.
How
I
many
love
questions
the team
do we
have? Let's see, we've had
like
seven. Alright, score is me, zero. Ryan, two.
I knew, like...
And Owen, 7.
Okay, well, this will be the last question. It looks like Owen's going to win.
Let's do this one for 10 points.
10 points, yeah.
Are you
this is a big deal.
10 points!
There we go.
All right.
Just one of us.
What color is Cyborg's left eye?
Yeah! Red.
That is correct.
Similar to the button. And I win!
Wow.
Yeah!
Just so everyone knows... Brocho kind of came in and grabbed my hand. From
blah, 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 it. Technicality, no one can prove
okay,
it.
I kind of feel like Mace Windu, and...
Speaking of Mace Windu, our next issue of Hero Heads will be on Star Wars.
You know what's a shorter list when you don't feel like Mace
Windu? 2 weeks. 2 weeks, make sure
Brocho's
you check in.
Pumped.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
R2-D2 is my ringtone.
We didn't think you were a fan.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I just, you know, because...
We were just talking.
I mean, you think...
Well, now I can say shit about you since you made it explicit.
Yeah.
So, I've cussed earlier in the show.
I know. That's
we,
all you've been doing.
We note it.
Well, yeah. Next episode will be family-friendly. I promise.
Promise.
Yeah,
I
Star
will
Wars.
Be on my best behavior. Yeah,
maybe. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I could talk
just
Star
do
Wars
this.
About...
Just do this. You can be like, so we can talk... Oh, man.
Yeah. We'll use this.
Yeah. We can talk about you.
Yeah.
All right.
What the? You stupid son of a...
Join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV.
Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits. So you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds if you cancel. Balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Hey, folks. Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.